Welcome to The Fathers Speak, a production of the Orthodox West. Each day, Father John Finton reads a selection fitted to the Western liturgical calendar from one of the Fathers of the Church.
On this, the fourth Sunday in Lent, let us listen to a portion of a homily by our Father among the Saints, Augustine. The miracles which our Lord Jesus Christ did were the very works of God, and they enlighten the mind of man through things which are seen, that he may know more of God. God is himself of such a substance as eye cannot see, and the miracles by which he rules the whole world continually and satisfies the need of everything which he has made are by use become so common that scarce any will vouchsafe to see that they are wonderful and amazing works of God in every grain of seed of grass. According to his mercy, he kept some works to be done in their due season, but out of the common course and order of nature, that men might see them and be astonished, not because they are greater, but because they are rarer than those which they lightly esteem, since they see them day by day. Truly, it is a far greater miracle to govern the whole world than to satisfy 5,000 men with 5 loaves. And yet, in the one case, no man wonders. At the other, men are in admiration, not because it is the greater miracle, but because it is a thing that seldom happens. For who is it that even today feeds the whole world, if not he who out of a few grains creates whole harvests? Therefore it was as God that he did this. For he who makes the harvest of the sowing is he who multiplied the 5 loaves in his hands. The power indeed was in the hands of Christ. But these 5 loaves were as seeds, not indeed committed to the earth, but multiplied by him who made the earth. Here then was something brought before the senses, that through it the mind should be aroused to attention. There is something exhibited to the eyes, that upon it the understanding should be exercised, so that we might be led to wonder at the invisible God by means of his visible works, and being lifted up to faith, and cleansed by faith, we might desire to behold even that invisible thing himself, whom, though invisible, we came to know by the things that can be seen. But it is not enough to observe these points in the miracles of Christ. Let us ask those miracles what they have to tell us about Christ. For if we can only understand it, they have a language of their own. And since Christ himself is the Word of God, even the deed of that word must be a word to us.